Okay, see, we got one question, that someone just, well, called up a little bit while ago, asked,
phone call. Let's do it, let's answer this question.
Okay, it's, okay, I can spell. Why were you so, not in a rush to get signed?
Well,
that's blunt and to the point.
We want to make sure that we don't have to change ourselves, like that we don't have to compromise.
Uh-huh.
And so, a lot of record companies are interested in marketing, and of course they want to sell albums and stuff, so they want to, like, present to the public whatever they think is going to sell the most albums or whatever. And if we can't fit into a mold like that, then we'd rather not be signed. So in other words, it's not that we are averse to getting a record deal, but we just want to make sure that it's right for us. Would you say that's accurate, Amy?
Yeah, plus besides the fact that we've managed to do a lot of things ourselves independently and been relatively successful at them. So I would say that, like while we need a record deal to reach more people, we've done what we set out to do and still retain a lot of creative freedom. So it's kind of a happy existence.
Yeah, I mean, with your success from all the records they're playing you. I mean, the records, radio stations they're playing you. I hope the records are playing you. let's see, one of your friend, it must be one of your friends, the Glass Eye is playing tonight, and,
in Atlanta?
There?
Yeah, over at the Cotton Club.
Really?
And,
Kathy?
Yeah.
Kathy called?
Well, no, I mean, I knew it's in there, but, also I was looking through a magazine that was showing you had played with Glass Eye over at the... Okay, White Dot, I apologize.
Beautiful.
You were playing with them over at the Knitting Factory in May, so I was looking at it going, wow.
Well, we don't actually know them. Well, we play in Austin a lot, and we know some really good friends of theirs, and so we met them for the first time at the Knitting Factory, and one of the lead, well, they're all lead vocalists, so a woman in the band that sings a lot of lead is really good friends with a mutual friend of ours, so it's like one big happy music fan.
Uh-huh.
So it turned out to be.
Everything turns out.
Well, they're really good. You should go check them out. Everybody should, because they're real experimental and they were kind of cool, I thought.
Very creative.
Yeah, extremely creative.
Yeah, if we have one person ready to go, he's running. He wants to go get to the White Dot as soon as possible.
Well, the White Dot's a great club.
Too. Oh, yeah. To hear anybody.
But that's, you've been in New York, and so, I mean, you've been up now, moving around. That's your northern tour, I assume.
Yeah. New York was one stop on the way. We did most of the major cities in New England. And we had a really good show in Philadelphia and a really good show in Boston. In Baltimore, we opened for the Connells, and they're a great band. And we had a really good show in Boston.
With Thin White Rope and Plan 9.
Yeah.
We did like 10 days of shows along the East Coast.
Would you take it easy, or did you kind of do a show and then move on and do another show, or was it pretty much
day after day?
Day after day. So that's why you're taking a vacation.
We're taking a vacation because it's been a hard year.
It's been a long year.
Yeah.
We always take one vacation a year.
Well, we get summer vacations. So.
Yeah, it's kind of like we're used to being in school, so we kind of got on this mode of getting a vacation around the time that you graduate from college.
That's
what we're doing.
Right, Beth?
Right,
Pat and Cynthia?
Sure.
The rest of our studio audience, friends.
I should have applause. Turn up the knob.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of people here in the studio.
So, what do you want to do?
I can ask you another, well...
We can take questions from, like, the radio listeners, you know? Like, anybody that wants to call in and ask us something.
Just let people call in and...
Okay.
So, right now, the Indigo Girls are encouraging you to pick up the phone and call WREK...
894...
894-2468-2468.
And just ask a question and we'll relay it to him.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to do with us. If we don't know the answer, we'll ask one of the people in our studio.
It could be a sports question or a politics question or a nature question.
And I've got a trivia question, and you get a free album if you can answer this. What's different about the hands of the people on the Jetsons?
Okay, we got one question. How did you meet and how did you become the Indigo Girls?
Okay, Emily's going to
answer
that.
We met in jail.
Once again, you blunder.
We met in elementary school. I had moved down from Connecticut, and I was about 11 years old, and Amy was about 10. And since then, we've always been a year apart.
Yeah.
We met in elementary school. We went to high school together, and we just started playing around for fun in high school, just like nothing serious, because we both play guitar and sang. And then we went off to college, and we played solo for a while, and then we both ended up at Emory University, where we started playing. And we've been the Indigo Girls for about, I guess, 3.5 or 4 years. 4 years. But before that, we were the B Band and Sailors and Ray. That's pretty original, our last names. Hey, those phone lines are ringing, aren't they?
I just now figured out what that light meant.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty neat. People don't know what it is. What's that?
So,
maybe that's an answer to the trivia question.
Yeah. The trivia question, once again, is what's different about the hands of the characters on the Jetsons? And if you can answer that, we'll give you a free album or a hot dog.
We do.
Yeah, but it's not fair.
You can't answer listening audience.
But what do you want us to do, a song, and you can write down questions if they come in or something?
Yeah, that'd be fine. I'll just run outside and get a whole bag of them, still.
A bag. What do you want to do?
Do you want to do security?
Well, I think let's do Center Stage. We're gonna do Center Stage.
This is a new song by Amy.
We're tuning down. This song is it's about the music business and a lot of the things that happen and the people that run it and stuff and like making sure you always keep an eye on yourself.